Russia is now officially offering safe haven for people trying to escape the anti-human agenda of modern-day liberalism. Foreign nationals are now able to apply for temporary residence in Russia based on the rejection of their country's policies, such as the destructive neoliberal ideals, which run counter to traditional Russian spiritual and moral values. Under this new immigration option, certain requirements will be waived. Applicants will not have to prove knowledge of the Russian language, its history, or its laws. The Russian Foreign Ministry has been instructed to start issuing three-month visas to such applicants as early as next month. In a recent interview with American journalist Charles Bausman in Moscow, it was discussed how many Russian Orthodox Christians believe an exodus to Russia is prophecy.
How did it turn out that this country, Russia, controls this enormous landmass, yeah? But it's only about 140 million people, and it's definitely not enough. You need like a billion people, really, to fill this large of a country, and it has the resources to support that kind of a population. And one of the things that some Christians say is, well, this is actually God's will, that he left this giant country relatively empty, with the idea that it would then be filled by people from all over the world who would come here and seek protection from the craziness that's happening, that seems to be taking over the West.
Tucker Carlson recently asked Russian philosopher Alexander Dugin why he thinks the West is on the road to ruin.
I think that everything started with individualism. When you identify individualism with the man, with the human nature, you cut all the relations to everything else. So individual, it was the key and is still key concept that was put in the center of liberal ideology. And after the fall of the Soviet Union, there was only liberalism. There were only two collective identities to liberate from, liberation from gender, and that has led to transgenders, to LGBT, and new form of sexual individualism. So sex is something optional. And the last step that is not yet totally made is liberation from human identity, humanity optional. So you can choose your individual identity to be human, not to be human. And that has a name, transhumanism, posthumanism, to have the possibility to choose to be or not to be human. So classical liberalism was in favor of democracy, democracy understood as the power of majority, of consensus, of individual freedom that should be combined somehow with the freedom of other. And now we have totally the next station already, next phase, new liberalism. Now you are invited to liberate yourself from individuality. It is your duty to be progressive. It is prescription. So liberalism fought during its history against any kind of prescription. And now either be progressive liberal or you are done.
How do you explain this phenomenon I have noticed where for over 70 years, a group of people in the West and the United States, liberals, effectively defended the Soviet system and Stalinism, and many personally participated in Stalinism. But in the year 2000, leadership of this country changed and Russia became their main enemy. Why the change?
I think that they have discovered, they have identified in Putin precisely what Putin is. So he is a kind of leader, political leader, defending traditional values. This hatred is not just casual, something casual or some mood. It is not.
It's not casual. It's very serious.
It's metaphysical.
Progressivism is the antithesis of traditional human values. The further one progresses on that path, the less human they become. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Your host, Chase Geyser, exposing the deep state on The War Room.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is The War Room. I am Chase Geyser, your host this afternoon. We are going to be covering the news for the next 54 minutes, 55 minutes, and then taking your calls in the final hour. So please keep your phones close by. We're not ready to open up the lines just yet, but when we do open up the lines, you know, the sooner you call, the sooner I can get to you. So we've got this DNC back thing. We've got all these accusations that they're trying to win over the cuck boys because the alphas are misogynistic in order to win this election. And we're going to get into the breaking news that Alex first reported to the public earlier this week, that RFK Jr. is set to drop out of the race and endorse President Trump tomorrow. There have been mixed reports about whether this is going to happen in Los Angeles or Arizona. I think RFK might have actually come out and said it's going to be in Arizona, though I'm not sure. I need to double check that. But regardless, he is going to be issuing a statement via video and dropping out of the race to endorse Trump, as we are told by very reliable sources. And ultimately, we just have to hammer home the ridiculousness of this DNC this week. So I am going to show you a few more clips, especially some Oprah clips, as they pertain to what happened and what has been going on regarding the rhetoric, showing the hypocrisy, the obnoxiousness of the leftists, and then we'll dive into the RFK details. So let's go to clip number one here. This is Obama criticizing conspiracy theorists, and they don't want to make the same mistake that they made in 2016 of specifically criticizing Alex Jones, because they understand that that caused a Streisand effect, which made our show, our network, bigger than it ever would have been, perhaps even. We had the Hillary Clintons coming out and saying, Alex Jones. We had Barack Obama coming out and saying, Alex Jones. So now they won't name he who must not be named, Alex Jones, who, by the way, Alex Jones was right. They won't name him because they don't want to create attention or traffic or interest in Alex Jones. They realize that he is too big to handle now. He's a threat, and they're trying as best as they can to tear him down. So instead of saying his name, they just talk about conspiracy theories and conspiracy theorists and broad strokes without naming the specific villains, like they did last time, which resulted in blowback. Clip number one.
There's the childish nicknames, the crazy conspiracy theories.
Isn't like Big Mike.
This weird obsession with crowd sizes.
Oh, isn't he cute? And when we see Obama up there criticizing conspiracy theories, we see the phoniness emphasized from other leaders within the Democratic Party, namely Josh Shapiro, who was almost the VP candidate for Kamala Harris, but she decided against having him because he's Jewish, and if she had another Jewish guy on the ticket or associated with her, then it might even inflame to a greater extent the protesters who have been outside all week at the DNC, overthrowing barricades. We'll show you footage of that as well. But in clip number 16, Josh Shapiro is very clearly just mimicking, cloning, mirroring Barack Obama. Josh Shapiro here.
It's not freedom to tell our children what books they're allowed to read.
Unbelievable. Play it again so we can actually see his body language. He's even using
it's
the same
mannerisms.
It's not
freedom to tell our children what books they're allowed to read.
He sounds like him. If I would have heard that audio without looking at him, which I frankly we just did the first time we listened to that clip, I would have thought that was Barack Obama speaking there. And he came out and said, oh, well, Barack Obama is known as one of the most impactful and powerful speakers of modern political history, so it's kind of a compliment. Oh, okay, so if I said that you spoke exactly like Hitler, Would you say, oh, well, you know, he was a bad guy, but honestly, you know, he was one of the most impassioned and inspirational speakers to the entire Nazi regime and millions upon millions of Germans. So I guess that's kind of a compliment. I don't think so. That's just a stupid dodge. And so they're phony after phony after phony. And this is yet another example, clip number 18 here, of Oprah claiming to be a victim of racism and sexism and misogyny. What's her net worth again? Isn't she worth like $12 billion or something? Let's look at clip number 18 here.
From the Redwood Forest, love those redwoods, to the Gulf Stream waters, I've seen racism and sexism and income inequality and division. I've not only seen it, at times, I've been on the receiving end of it.
Well, there's Mufasa there claiming that she's a victim and of racism, misogyny, and things of that nature, despite the fact that she's worth millions upon millions, if not billions of dollars. And, you know, it seems really hypocritical if we look at clip number 12 here, because she seemed to really like Donald Trump in 1988, I believe this clip is from. Let's run clip number 12, please.
You know, it's various celebrities in New York, because it was the opening concert in New York, and there were all kinds of celebrities, very, very famous people coming in to be seated. And that when you were seated, you got the loudest applause. People stood up and roared and cheered when you walked in. Why is that? What is this fascination?
I don't know. Maybe I should be a rock star. By the way,
they thought you were going to moonwalk.
He was great, I have to say. No, I did get I don't know why. I really don't know why. I wish I could pinpoint it. I wish I could really tell you why. But I think I've done a good job in New York, and I've done a charitable job in a sense. And Trump Tower has become such a success. And it's as you and I were discussing, it's become the number one attraction in New York now, Trump Tower. And I think people recognize it. New York people are really proud of it. And
so you've sort of become like a folk hero. I mean, people, there's someone in this audience. I was reading the audience list. Some man who's a businessman, you can tell me who you are later, who went to New York and just wanted to stand by your building hoping some of the luck would run off.
Is that true? Is he in this audience?
He's in this audience.
We have to find him.
Yeah.
So
how do you explain that? Or is there an explanation?
I believe that you make your own luck to a large extent. Well, the word luck is a very important word, very important. There's no more important word than luck, but you can help create or help make your own luck. I walk down the street a lot of times and people will touch me and they'll grab for me. And I used to really be insulted because I'm a private guy. I'd say, geez, that's horrible. You know, somebody punches you in the arm a little bit. And, you know, you're just walking down the street. And then ultimately, I became, in a sense, honored by that because people are really looking for something. Unfortunately, I don't think that has any effect.
Now, one could make the argument that, look, Chase, this is unfair. It's unfair to criticize Oprah as a hypocrite for coming out last night at the DNC and being antagonistic toward Trump just because she supported him 30, 40, 50 years ago. It's unfair because back then, Chase, he was a Democrat and he gave primarily to Democrats. But if you look at all of the evidence, none of his policies or positions or perspectives have changed much at all, if any. He has been abundantly consistent over the last decades in what he thinks, how he feels about the way our government operates, how it interacts with other nations, whether they're allies or our enemies, in terms of foreign policy and trades and trade deals. And this is just another example in the very same dynamic between Oprah and Trump in clip 31 of him proving that he actually believes all the same stuff today that he was believing that he believed back then when Oprah was praising him. So she is the hypocrite. The leftists are the ones that have changed. The Democratic Party has gone so far left that it makes everyone seem like a right-wing extremist who isn't a Marxist at this point. Clip number 31, please.
Last year, criticizing U.S. foreign policy. What would you do differently, Donald?
I'd make our allies, forgetting about the enemies. The enemies you can't talk to so easily. I'd make our allies pay their fair share. We're a debtor nation. Something's going to happen over the next number of years with this country because you can't keep going on losing $200 billion, and yet we let Japan come in and dump everything right into our markets and everything. It's not free trade. If you ever go to Japan right now and try to sell something, forget about it, Oprah. Just forget about it. It's almost impossible. They don't have laws against it. They just make it impossible. They come over here, they sell their cars, their VCRs, they knock the hell out of our companies. And, hey, I have tremendous respect for the Japanese people. I mean, you can respect somebody that's beating the hell out of you, but they are beating the hell out of this country. Kuwait, they live like kings. The poorest person in Kuwait, they live like kings. And yet they're not paying. We make it possible for them to sell their oil. Why aren't they paying us 25% of what they're making? It's a joke.
This sounds like
political presidential talk to me, and I know people have talked to you about whether or not you want to run. Would you ever?
Probably not, but I do get tired of seeing the country ripped off.
Why would you not?
I just don't think I really have the inclination to do it. I love what I'm doing. I really like it.
Also, it doesn't pay as well.
No, it doesn't. But, you know, I just probably wouldn't do it, Oprah. I probably wouldn't, but I do get tired of seeing what's happening with this country. And if it got so bad, I would never want to rule it out totally, because I really am tired of seeing what's happening with this country, how we're really making other people live like kings, and we're not.
What do you think of this year's presidential race, the way it's shaping up?
Well, it's going to be very interesting. I think that probably George Bush has an advantage in terms of the election. I think that probably people would say that he's got like that little edge in terms of the incumbency, et cetera, et cetera. But I think Jesse Jackson's done himself very proud. I think Michael Dukakis has done one hell of a job. And George Bush has done a hell of a job. You know, they all went in there sort of as semi-underdogs, including George Bush, and they've all come out.
Keep in mind,
I think people that are around
before,
all three of
Herbert
those candidates can be very proud of the jobs they've done.
After he said, read my lips.
You've said, though,
taxes.
That if you did run for president, you believe you'd win.
Well, I don't know. I think I'd win. I tell you what, I wouldn't go in to lose. I've never gone in to lose in my life. And if I did decide to do it, I think
she
I'd
loves
be
him. Everything he said is totally consistent with all of his policies
of
today.
I think people,
so you get
I
it. The left is what has changed. The leftist party is what has changed. These special interests are what have changed or ramped up in their influence and power over our political leaders, our Hollywood influencers, and others. Oprah is absolutely 100% being a hypocrite when she says the things that she said last night and criticizes Trump in the way that she criticized him last night after showing affection and praise for him in such a way in 88. You can tell it was genuine. She was excited to be talking to him. She thought he sounded very presidential. She inadvertently kind of implied that. And the fact of the matter is the leftists are the party of zero authenticity whatsoever. And we've seen this time and time again from the Kamala Harris campaign. It's like a motif. It's a reoccurring theme that they do these phone calls, whether it's the Obama endorsement phone call, which we showed on the show, whether it's the staged phone call between her and Tim Walz when she gave him the job of vice presidential candidate on her ticket. And now we see it again with Kamala's Tim call yesterday in clip number 25. She calls him to say, enjoy the moment. She just loves joy so much because she's a Maoist. And it's just BS phony stuff. They try to make it seem like it's organic, like it's a candid camera thing, like it's an off-the-cuff thing. How is it that people don't see right through it, through this lack of authenticity? Clip number 25, please.
Tim, it's Kamala. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. How about you?
I'm good. You're going to be fantastic tonight.
Well, I'm
so good.
I'm ready. Thanks for the opportunity. It's going to be electric in there, and the messages this entire week are so great. So go down there and deliver a freedom speech.
That's right. And you know what? Like, just feel the love in the room. It's just, it's you know, if we've been seeing it everywhere we go. Enjoy the moment. It's a special night for you.
Well, frankly, I think that people are seeing right through this, to be honest with you. In clip number 20, we've got an example of this. I think average Americans, regardless of what group they belong to in terms of identity politics, regardless of their race or other immutable characteristics, average Americans are seeing right through this. It's exactly as Cuomo described it. I can't even believe I'm uttering that sentence. You have the box seats and suites purchased by major corporations, whether they're media corporations, lobbyists, or other publicly traded companies that are spending millions upon millions, actually billions upon billions of dollars on this campaign as of now, for the sake of the influence that buys them should Kamala Harris win. They know that increased government spending disproportionately lines their pockets, and the political class, the politicians themselves, understand that increased government spending is necessary to keep their insider trading scheme going. So they want to spend more money on businesses that do business with the federal government because they can personally, as politicians, invest in those publicly traded companies and get the kickback in the form of the gains on their portfolio. We've seen this from Dan Crenshaw. We've seen this from Nancy Pelosi. Unusual Whales has done an outstanding job of tracking this. And now we see them fake in every single way, even themselves admitting that they're faking their moderation. This is clip number 58. It's a very short clip. But listen to this speaker say, hey, we're acting cool now, but once we win, we are going to become radical as soon as possible. Watch this, 58.
We got 70 days to act right, y'all.
That's right.
We can go back to being crazy.
Yeah, after that, we can go back to being crazy. That's what they say. Unbelievable. And here in clip number 20, black man knows, acknowledges that Kamala was installed. He's absolutely right. This is just an average man on the street conversation. He's not the only one who feels like this, folks. Clip number 20, please.
What makes Kamala qualified to become the next president of the United States?
She's not. She didn't go through the voting process. They scared of the system, but I was all by design.
So how do you think it's even possible that she is now running for president when she wasn't even voted in
because,
to be the electoral?
Good question. Because because it's part of prophecy. If you look at like Egyptian, Kamala means lotus flower. Out of the lotus flower comes the sun god Ra. So what she's going to bring what he wanted. Back in the day, the sun god along with Akhenaten, they were the rulers of the dynasty back in the day. They're going to bring economic doom. Because what you have to do, you have to destroy it before you rebuild it. They're gradually doing it now. That's why they got to have these conventions. Because they need you to make a covenant with them and be in agreement with them to move forward. That's all this is. It's an exercise to be participate in your own doom.
Okay.
This whole system was not built for American citizens. It was built for secret groups to run it. And they're running it. And allegedly Kamala and all them, they're part.
You know, I don't think he's wrong about that. Some of the stuff was a little superstitious for me, but he understands intuitively, inherently, that she is totally installed. And if they've installed her in this race, I think it's very plausible that they might actually succeed in getting Joe Biden to resign as president of the United States before November 5th, or even after the election, to allow Kamala Harris to be the president of the United States before the inauguration in January. Roger Stone was on the other day saying Biden may be forcibly removed to hand Kamala the presidency and enhance her candidacy for 2024, according to Roger Stone. That's why it's more important now than ever that people like RFK Jr. back out of this race and endorse Trump. Otherwise, those who have betrayed him and his family will seize power again. And let's just go ahead and run this clip. This is clip number 46. It seems like the Trumps are very receptive to working with RFK Jr. It seems like this is really going to happen. We'll see for sure tomorrow. But the door is open. The invitation is out. RFK Jr. can resign from this race, endorse Trump, and be welcomed with open arms by the campaign and the people who support Trump. And it could be enough to shift this election in Donald Trump's favor, despite everything that Kamala Harris is trying to do beyond the coup, the next stage of the coup even, of unseating Joe Biden as president so she could technically gain that incumbent status in this race. Let's go to clip number 46, please.
Don, you said pedal the metal. There's been some pretty remarkable news over the last 24 hours about RFK Jr. saying, Trump's the way, and we may drop out and join the Trump campaign, join forces. Can you please comment on that?
Yeah, listen, I'd love to see it. I know RFK, I know some of that team. No, don't agree on everything, but I think he'd actually be a great person to put in on certain agencies and just let him go to town, let him blow stuff up, let him fix the stuff. I mean, he's incredibly well-versed on a lot of things and, understandably, like me and like my family, probably has a gripe with some of the government and could actually, that's a style of motivation to actually get things done. But it also shows some unity that I'd love to see. On these tickets, guys that may not agree on everything say, no, we understand the common goal is to prevent communism, socialism from taking over our country. And that is the Kamala Harris, Tim Walz ticket. I mean, there are literally, it's a socialist. They want to put price controls in and they're going to stop your business and they're going to make sure that we take your kids away if you don't let them go through transgender surgery without parental consent. It's like these people are lunatics. And so if you see, that kind of, coming together to fight a common enemy, which is, as far as I'm concerned, the biggest threat to democracy. I think RFK probably agrees. I think he said that. Then it was about Biden. But there is no light between Biden and Harris. That's according to their own press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, who said there's no light between the policies. So the policies have failed. They're taking us down a bad path. So I think it would be an incredible thing. And I'd love to see it.
So on a closing note here, RFK Jr. for CIA director. Come on.
Yeah, I like that.
We got Mike Walls right here. He's on Intelligence Committee.
How about the FDA? How about HHS? listen, there's a lot of places you could there's a lot of places that a guy like that, I think, could do, great, or, sort of a general, overwatch. So, I could think of a dozen roles I'd love to see him in, and I think it'd be great.
Obviously, it would be incredible to see him prove us wrong in our doubts back out of this race, endorse Donald Trump, gain CIA director status in the Trump administration, and fulfill the promise that JFK made right before he was assassinated, that he would shatter these agencies into 1,000 pieces and cast them to the winds. It would be absolutely amazing. And Don Jr. is absolutely right. They're lying about everything. They're disingenuous about everything. It would be great to have a little bit of reaching across the aisle, because the DNC has not only betrayed the American people and Republicans, they're not only fighting against Republicans, they've actually betrayed their own people repeatedly. We saw what happened with the primary election in 2016, where they stole it from Bernie Sanders. We saw what happened this year, where they installed a candidate with no votes and ran a coup against Joe Biden. We saw what happened in 2020 when they stole the election. We see what's happening now, where they're trying to steal the election, whether it's in Florida or Texas or other places. There are countless reports of new investigations, new issues, new problems, new legislation being blocked. Finally, I saw great news today that the Supreme Court ruled that states actually could pass laws to mandate proof of citizenship in order to register to vote. That was something that the leftists contested. Why would you ever contest that? And here's Trump in clip number 57 addressing this story that U.S. jobs revised down by $818,000 jobs in election year shocker, second worst revision in U.S. history. This is clip number 57 of what Trump had to say about that.
Before we begin, I want to address the massive scandal around the revised job numbers that were just announced this morning. A little while ago, just before I came up, I got to see them. And it really isn't a revision. It's a total lie. Total lie. There's never been any revision like this. They wanted it to come out after the election, but somehow it got leaked.
Yep.
It
and got even leaked. Biden's Commerce Secretary dismisses this revision as Trump misinformation, even though it came from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, I believe, only to learn that they come from the Labor Department in this clip. This is clip number 54. Check this out. It's unbelievable that his own Commerce Secretary didn't understand this and then didn't believe it when it was made public. Let's watch. 54, please.
This new numbers could be a liability for this campaign?
No. When I hear that, first of all, I don't believe it, because I've never heard Donald Trump say anything truthful.
It is, though, from the Bureau of Labor.
I'm not familiar with that.
I'm not familiar with that. How do you not know that there was a major revision in terms of the jobs numbers when you're Commerce Secretary, when you're a major Democratic leader, when you're speaking on the news? How do you not keep up with that? How are you not looking into that? How are you not informed of this perhaps days before it even became public information? And then you deny it. I think the reason that she denied it is because they thought they were going to be successful in keeping it secret. And so she denied it because she didn't know whether or not it had leaked and they could carry out some psychological operation on the people that would push back against the leak and claim that it was false. She wasn't sure whether they had the evidence to push back against it, but then hearing that comes from the Labor Department, it's like, oh, I'm just a liar. I don't know what I'm doing. I was a DEI hire, or I was hired for this position simply because I'm willing to play ball with this leftist machine that is systematically selling us out to China and all of our other enemies for the sake of a globalist agenda. That's what's going on, folks. And if you want to fight the globalists, the best way to do it is InfoWarsStore.com. We're coming up on a break in about 45 seconds. Bodies is 25% off. It's one of our flagship products. It absolutely works. It's got amazing ingredients, amazing potency, both Eastern and Western medicine backing the effects and health benefits of turmeric, for example. 40% off of Nitric Boost at InfoWarsStore.com as well. It's amazing for cardiovascular health. We know that cardiovascular health is a major problem, especially in light of some of these vaccines, myocarditis, and other issues. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Check out Nitric Boost, Bodies, other products that benefit your health while keeping InfoWars on the air, because as long as we can broadcast the truth and reach the largest audience possible, there is still hope for humanity yet, but we need your help and we need your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And make sure you stay tuned for more great news on the other side before your call.
It's Friday, August 16th, 2024. The world is changing. The globalist system is now attacking humanity. Yes, our program's come to an end. The grid. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What do they look like? Ships, motorcycles, with circuits like freeways. I kept dreaming of the world. One day, I got in.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. Dr. Kirk Elliott, good friend of mine, really smart guy, is our guest. And I'm just going to put this right up front. If I owned a restaurant, I would want to have the best, most delicious, healthy food at the most affordable prices where I got the biggest crowds in. So you had a great experience. You want to come back 100 times and I make money and I'm successful. You have a great time. You get treated right. I get treated right. That's a community. So let's say it again. People really responded to this truth. I've been on there 30 years. I've had gold sponsors for 28 years as sponsors. Only two companies, because if you want a numismatic, they'd sell it to you, but they would try to sell you gold and silver bullion with, you know, 10% markup or whatever to pay their bills and do it. And that's very fair. You barely do it. I don't know how Kirk does it at 8% with his crew and his everything and the quality and the marketing, but he does it. So he's paying for marketing and running his crew and doing all this stuff for 8% and no charge to sell it back. Everybody else does that. It's such a good deal. It's very frustrating. I know we have millions of people watching every hour, and a lot of folks are calling. He's getting thousands of calls when he comes on. That's great. But it needs to be tens of thousands of calls. I mean, this is so simple. In a world of fiat, you at least want to have a hedge that's in silver and gold. And if you look at what's happening, I am only going to try to push something that I believe I would personally do, and that I personally do. I mean, it's real simple. Do unto others as you would do unto you. That's the golden rule. And Christ said, actually, you need to go further, lay your life down for others. But when everybody's like that, you live in a great society because nobody's really having any problems. Everybody's a badass. Everybody's willing to sacrifice. So it is a no-brainer to call them, do a consultation, and get into silver right now. And if you want some gold, you know, maybe get an 80% silver, get some gold. But I think he's dead on. I don't think I know. You would be all silver. That's what's going to go up, obviously. That's what's undervalued. Then you get the gold once it skyrockets, which is already happening. So you need to go to kepm.com/gold. That's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. kepm.com/gold. And then InfoWars is the support. Or you can call 720-605-3900. And listen, if enough of you went there, because he does his sponsorship off of what percentage he gets, we could get reporters back, expand, do anything. I mean, already we would not be on air right now if it wasn't for his sponsorship. He takes us over the top to be in the black. Not much, but a little bit. And so I appreciate the crew staying with us through all this hell. It's been wild. We're still here by the grace of God, but you need to support this sponsor. It supports what we're doing. Plus, it's the best deal, the best company, the highest ratings. It's so simple. Call him now, 720-605-3900.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Exploring the globalist agenda, it's The War Room with your host, Chase Geyser. Back for another one.
H.E. Holder, why didn't you vet Tim Walz? Why didn't you vet Tim Walz? What about his stolen valor? Why are you hurting me? What about stolen valor? Why didn't you vet him for stolen valor, H.E. Holder?
Excuse me.
You know, you're a fool, okay?
Why did he lie? Why did he lie about deploying to Iraq, H.E. Holder?
You can stop pushing me now.
You can stop pushing me now. Why did he lie about deploying to Iraq? Excuse me, I'm pressed. I'm back. You're the coming up on me. He's the one who cursed me. I want to answer the question. Why did Tim Walz lie about going to Iraq and you didn't vet him? You didn't vet him, Eric Holder. You did not vet Tim Walz. Why did you not vet Tim Walz's stolen valor? Why didn't you vet his IVF? He lied about IVF. He lied about his rank. Eric Holder couldn't do his job. Held in contempt, couldn't do his job, couldn't vet Tim Walz.
Stolen valor. Stolen valor.
Come on. You can keep pushing me all you want. I got you on film, man. Have I been aggressive in any way?
Now, this DNC has obviously been infiltrated by many people. I've seen some hilarious posts, memes, infiltrators. Eric Holder responding, F you, when asked about Tim Lawell's record. And that is what Eric Holder would like to say to America. That's what he has said to America with his leadership. Remember, Eric Holder being the one responsible for disproportionately auditing conservative individuals and businesses and organizations under the Obama administration. Eric Holder ushering in the disproportionate exercise of the law to benefit his own political party, all paid for with your tax dollars, a traitor himself, absolutely 100%, a treasonous traitor. And these people are still around. I can't believe that anybody would allow themselves, politically speaking, to even be seen with a man like that after his tenure, after his career, his history, what he's been associated with. And for him to respond so brazenly like that, it just goes to show what these people think of us. And now it's going into the next generation. I've talked a lot of crap about Harry Sisson in my day on this network because he deserves it. He's a cuck. He's obviously sold out for the party. He's experiencing a tremendous amount of cognitive dissonance. He's a non-player character. He does what he is told. A switch flips and he just obeys. That's what happens. They install the new chip into his brain. But Lindell did an amazing thing the other day. Mike Lindell, on clip number 22, he actually shaved his mustache so that he could go undercover at the DNC and asked Harry Sisson whether or not he'd gotten his free vasectomy yet at the Planned Parenthood mobile murder mobile. Let's watch clip number 22. You've got to see this.
Actually, inside the
building. Like, I have a question. How does this help to support a convicted felon?
Hey, look at this, guys. See how they attack here? Look at, they're attacking me on the war room.
A proven sexual abuser. A proven sexual abuser. Convicted felon.
Harry Sisson, have you gotten your vasectomy yet? I think that's what the audience wants to know.
Have you got your vasectomy yet? Did you get your vasectomy? Were you aborted? Did your mom get an abortion? I prayed for you that your mom did not abort you.
That's so funny. Mike Lindell looks good without the stash. Looks great. So while it's been infiltrated on the inside by right-wingers and protesters from the left who were protesting on behalf of Palestine, there are massive riots going on the outside. And I put clips 40, 41, and 42 in the folder. These are just great for B-roll. We don't have to cut to them. But a divided nation, watch protesters clash with Chicago police outside the DNC. Dozens apparently were arrested last night. Things obviously get more and more intense as the day turns into evening and the evening turns into night. Tonight, I expect that these protests are going to be the most intense of all the nights of this DNC. I expect that we're going to see the largest crowds, the most rowdy behavior, because this is the headlining night. This is the night that Kamala Harris comes out and speaks to the American people accepting this nomination, which she stole in a coup. And so these protesters are going to be explosive outside tonight in Chicago, a city literally named after an onion swamp. Chicago was the Native American term. I can't remember which tribe coined it for Chicago, because it was originally an onion swamp, just a swampy kind of off-brand Washington, D.C., the windy city named after windy politicians, not actual wind, mind you. I grew up in Illinois. Everyone loathes, hates, and despises Chicago. Everything about Chicago is totally overrated, whether it's the Cubs or whether it's Chicago-style pizza. It's all just trash. You spend so much money when you're there only to feel anxious the whole time and constantly looking over your shoulder because of all the hookers and homelessness and human trafficking going on in the human trafficking capital of the world. But several journalists captured demonstrators and police clashing outside the Chicago Democratic National Convention on Tuesday. Now, there are reports that many people that were actually members of Antifa were dressing up as press for the sake of being able to go in and infiltrate and do things unlawfully and then accuse the police of arresting the press. So, excuse me, I'm not sure how many of them were actually press, but the people demonstrating were mostly part of the Make It Great Like 68 group protesting the Biden-Harris administration's support of Israel's bombardment of Gaza. Journalist Cristanti Harris documented police and activists skirmishing as the cops tried moving people away from a certain area. Cristanti Harris was generous enough with his time that he came on InfoWars last night on the Alex Jones Show as we covered the DNC and what was going on outside. And he spoke, showing footage in real time of what really happened. Alex Stringer did a great job, too. He did some hilarious stuff inside the DNC where he pretended to be a leftist and made fun of them, as well as getting amazing footage and insight, by the way. His analysis was just top of the line as to what was happening outside with these protests. The left has totally lost its base. It is leaning entirely on the support of the corporate political class, whether it's corporate media, whether it's the DNC itself as an institution, whether it's these Fortune 500 companies, which have bought and paid for this party to enact policies to make them more lucrative so that when their stocks go up, the politicians who invest in them can see disproportionate gains. So they have a financial incentive. Both the political class and these corporations have a financial incentive for the government to print as much money as possible, stealing your buying power for the sake of lining their own pockets as they see gains beyond the rate of inflation in the stock, in inflation in the stock market. And we have Hillary Clinton coming out speaking, clip number 23. Leftists are posting this like nobody can take down Donald Trump like Hillary Clinton, despite the fact that she lost the election to Donald Trump in 2016. Let's watch clip number 23 of her brilliant remarks.
On her first day in court, Kamala said five words that still guide her. Kamala Harris.
For the people.
For the people.
Yeah, this is the arms race. This is the populist arms race that Steve Bannon predicted in 2017 that Jack Posobiec observed just days ago. It's a populist arms race. So we have to choose. Are we going to be populist, patriotic capitalists, or are we going to be populist Maoists? They're pushing for Maoism. What do you think? Keep going.
But we have him on the run now.
And they're using that language, we have him on the run. Go. They're trying to make him seem like a fugitive.
No. No,
so they convict
what,
him in these the kangaroo courts falsely under trumped-up charges, charges that would not have been brought to anybody else. Leftists have even admitted this. Leftist leaders, influencers, lawyers, legal analysis analysts have admitted that these charges would not have been brought on anyone else. They were brought on Trump for the purpose of being able to brand him as a convict and a criminal. And then they use language like, we have him on the run, so he seems like a fugitive. And then they talk about how on January 6th, there was an attempt on Mike Pence's life, but they totally disregard the fact that Donald Trump literally got shot on July 13th. They haven't mentioned once this assassination attempt. They're using language like fight, language they accused Donald Trump of using for the purpose of inciting an insurrection on January 6th. Remember, they said use of the word fight. The committee against the January 6th protesters said fight, fight, fight was an example of incitement of violence. We've seen right-wingers who betrayed us use this language too, like Adam Kinzinger and others, have said that the use of language like fight was what catalyzed this insurrection attempt on January 6th. They're now using this language, stoking violence. They want violence, while they totally disregard the fact that their political opponent is the one that got shot in the face. There's never been any violence against leftists, as there shouldn't be. They are.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bodies is back in stock, and frankly, it's a miracle. It is a miracle that Bodies is back in stock because we didn't know whether or not we were ever going to be able to even order inventory again after some of the more recent court hearings. Now, InfoWars is still thriving, still alive, but in a very vulnerable position, a very precarious legal position right now. So we need you to support us as soon as possible by going to InfoWarsStore.com and purchasing any of our products, but especially Bodies, which is one of our flagship, most popular products for good reason, too, because this formula is amazing for anti-inflammatory support, flexibility support, joint support. I have specifically used Bodies to help with arthritis that I have in my right ankle, arthritis that I have in my left hand. This is an amazing anti-inflammatory supplement that is great for your joint health. And frankly, if Joe Biden was taking Bodies, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't be walking around like a 2x4. I think he'd be walking around like a gymnast at this point. But obviously he's not taking it because he can barely go up the stairs. And if you're feeling a little stiff or a little disjointed, for lack of a better term, then please consider getting Bodies whole body support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Not only are you investing in your own health, your own anti-inflation, your own joint health, your own joint support, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air at this particularly precarious
bloodiest time in InfoWars history. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that humanity itself is under attack. But we are going to stay on the air for as long as possible. And it's only possible because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Invest in your own anti-inflammatory support, your own joint support, your own bodily health, while simultaneously keeping InfoWars on the air in this fight for humanity against the globalist New World Order leftist trash that we're faced with every single day. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get bodies today.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored. That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
But the voters will hold Kamala and Joe accountable for this November when I take office, and they're going to be held accountable for what they've done to this country. Right? Thank you. I will ask for the resignations of every single senior military official who touched the Afghanistan disaster. I want their resignations immediately. And I want them on the desk in the Oval Office, the Resolute desk. I want them on at 12 o'clock. Inauguration Day, everybody involved with that disaster. When you have a disaster so stupid as that, that caused us such problem, you don't know what that's done to the reputation of our country, the Afghanistan disaster. This house cleaning will be a signal to the entire world and America, military and everybody else. They want people to be held accountable for failure and incompetence. And it's just not acceptable that something like that could happen.
Yeah, this all in response to Biden calling U.S. troops stupid bastards to their face. So they claim that Trump disrespects veterans. They claim that Trump disrespects prisoners of war. They claim that Trump refuses to be photographed with veterans missing limbs because he associates it with weakness, even though there's photograph after photograph and example after example of him being supportive of these people, these veterans who have lost limbs in these wars that we should never have been in. But Biden literally calling U.S. troops stupid bastards. We showed it on the Alex Jones show yesterday. There's a history of it to their face in the middle of a speech. And he's trying to be tongue-in-cheek and funny and cute, but it just comes off really crass and inappropriate the way that he does it. But this is the way Joe Biden feels about you. And they want to dehumanize our troops psychologically, so in their own mind they can cope with this, and in the mind of their supporters they can cope with this notion of sending them to World War III. See, it's much easier to send millions upon millions of troops into war if you dehumanize them. I mean, it's famous fact, well-noted fact about war, that you dehumanize the enemy in order to make it more palpable to destroy them or kill them, right? So in Vietnam, we called the enemy Charlie. In World War II, we called the Germans Krauts. We called the Japanese Japs. This is the language that we use to dehumanize the enemy so it's more psychologically tolerable to slaughter them. So when you have Joe Biden and other leaders disrespecting our veterans, it's really a cope for what they know is coming. It's World War III. It's the slaughter of millions upon millions of people in the name of some political end that doesn't actually represent the interests of our people whatsoever. And they simultaneously catalyze this war in the name of protecting national security while failing in the most obvious and abundant way to protect our own national sovereignty here by opening up the border. I mean, we've seen Trump slams borders czar Kamala Harris during visit to Arizona border. Trump vowing to rehire service members fired for refusing COVID jab with back pay, saying that he's going to get rid of everyone in leadership who was responsible for that terrible Afghanistan withdrawal, which resulted in the death of thousands of innocent people and the total seizure of a country which we fought over for 20 years for no reason. And now we see Trump hinting that Obama gave Russia plans to build hypersonic missiles, while we have reports leaking now or coming out now that Biden was preparing our military for a simultaneous nuclear war with like China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea at the same time. Can't remember all the nations that were listed in this. But our border being wide open is allowing the invasion of our country while we fight against the invasion of other countries in the name of national security arguments that really don't add up or make sense. The favoring of democracy and protecting democracies in the region, and it's just so unfair what Russia's doing, even though we did the exact same thing that Russia has done to Ukraine, to Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Libya, and countless other nations where our CIA and our military have both conspired together to unseat entire governments that actually have been empowered by their own people to some extent. Unjust as those governments are, they weren't our governments to overthrow. It's really only morally acceptable. It's even implied, at least, in the Constitution and in the Declaration of Independence, that it's really only morally acceptable for a people to overthrow their own government. It's not for an outsider to come in and overthrow. It's not for me to go into your home and start telling you how to manage your finances, just as it's not for the United States to go into Israel or Ukraine or Taiwan or Gaza or Russia and tell them how to manage their military operations. And what happens when you have a massive invasion of a country, the catalysm of people who hate your country coming in and refusing to assimilate with your culture? Well, we can just show this as B-roll. This is clip number 45. There's no sound with it. In Germany, a Turkish suspect executes a man at a busy train station. And we might have to run it a couple of times. It's a short clip. Just walks right up to him, pop, right in the back of the head, dead. What? Why? And then walks away, doesn't even run away. I mean, that's just cold murder. And it's happening time and time again in all of these nations. It's happening in the United Kingdom when little girls, when children are murdered by refugees and asylum seekers or children of refugees and asylum seekers outside of Taylor Swift-themed dance classes, where there's rape after rape. I mean, I haven't seen clips. I don't know what your social media feeds look like. If you use X, you might see this. You probably don't see this stuff on Instagram and others, but there are countless clips that have come out over the course of the last several months of refugees trying to walk underage girls home or into alleys and rape them and molest them. These girls are crying. And I'm not, when I say underage, I'm not talking 17. I'm talking like 12, like actually prepubescent, true pedophilia, not just statutory rape, but actual pedophilia being manifest here. Alex Jones has been reporting about this for years. We found a report from him from years ago where he was discussing this German documentary series that came out that featured a love relationship between a refugee in Germany and an underage girl. Now, this refugee was found to have lied about his underage status, lying that he was close enough in age to this young girl for it to be acceptable and legal. Turns out he was actually 30 the whole time, and we ran the clip again. This has been happening for years upon years, whether it's in Germany, any other nation of the European Union, or the United Kingdom. And the leaders are so bought and paid for and sold out to this globalist agenda of conglomeration of power that they allow it to happen to their own people without accountability. And when even questions are raised or words are spoken, not even actions, when questions are raised or certain words are spoken, they are arresting these people and imprisoning them for months upon months, upwards of 20 months or even a decade. We've seen countless reports of this. The famous one we showed on air where the judge in the curlicue wig sentenced somebody to 20 months for saying something to the effect of they didn't want their taxes to pay for these migrants to come over and rape and murder. And that was somehow inciting violence, even though they're saying that they don't want to fund violence. If you look at the actual meaning of some of these posts that are being prosecuted overseas, many of these posts are condemning the violence of migrants on their people, but that itself is inciting violence because these refugees are protected or somehow more special because they have a minority status or because they're people of color or because they're from a different culture or because they're Muslim. And we have to be so incredibly sensitive to these foreign invaders who have come into our countries and perpetuated crime after crime after crime. I've told you before, every single day on this desk, there is a stack of articles of just crime after crime committed. Rapist released, does it again. Rapist released, does it again. Somebody charged with murder in Venezuela, found in the U.S. Somebody charged with murder in Argentina, found in the U.S. Time and time again. Folks, I want to take your calls. I want to talk about the DNC, the RFK thing, and anything you want. I always have open lines, but I'm interested particularly today in the DNC, the RFK Jr. endorsement that we think is coming in 24 hours. So please call in 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. And finally, 877-789-2539. The sooner you call, the more likely I am to get to you. We are coming up on a break here in about a minute and a half. After this break, we'll have a five-minute video while the crew has a chance to screen your calls. And then once those calls are screened, beginning at six minutes after the hour, I will be going to your calls in rapid fire for the final hour of the show today. Now, keep in mind, we are covering the DNC live tonight. Alex Jones will be behind the desk in the chair in our headquarters in Austin, Texas, covering Kamala's speech, the protests and riots happening outside, and the other events of the DNC tonight on its final night before this historic endorsement we expect is coming tomorrow from RFK Jr. So please call in 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. Stay tuned while the crew has a chance to screen the calls. And make sure you tune in tonight on Infowars.com/show for the coverage of the DNC beginning at 7 p.m. Central Time. You can also watch it at band.video or at Real Alex Jones or at Infowars on X. We stream everywhere we are allowed to stream despite the deep state's ceaseless efforts to shut us down and take us off of the internet itself altogether. So it's as if we never existed in the first place. Thank you so much for your calls. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with those calls in about 5 minutes or so. And please open up a tab and go to InfowarsStore.com right now. Be the reason that we are still on the air.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you know that turmeric does incredible things for inflammation, your joints, your immune system, your whole body. Well, we came out with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula 6 years ago. And I was wanting to come out with a turmeric formula, so I talked to some of the big suppliers. I said, what's the strongest curcuminoid you have? And they said it's like 75%. Regular turmeric's just raw, 4 or 5% still has a great effect. I said, well, what's the strongest concentrate you can make? They came back a few months later and they said 95%. This is it. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, been sold out for months. Back in stock is 95% curcuminoid, and it does incredible things for your body. You know, my wife's a big sports person. She's in great shape, plays tennis, lifts weights all day, but she has joint pain. And years ago, she was taking these horse pills of turmeric. She'd take three or four to give her relief. I said, try this. She looked at the back. She said, this is lower milligrams. I said, yeah, but that's because it's concentrate. She took it. She said one pill had the effect of the big four horse pills she was taking. So again, ladies and gentlemen, this is an amazing product. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just the 95% curcuminoid. It's organic spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme leaves, peperine from black pepper. So it's an amazing formula. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it could be our last run. They're trying to shut us down. And please don't take that for granted. We get shut down. People go, whoa, he wasn't BSing. On my children, I'm not BSing. We're close to being shut down. We need support right now. Plus, these are great products. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. This is going to sell out. Please support the broadcast. Get in other products. Get T-shirts, books, films. We need support now. These are great products. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your action. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.